Now, imagine you're floating in the sky and looking down on a flock of sheep or a herd of cattle, and you're just getting that completely different perspective on something that's just a really prosaic part of the landscape. It's something you're seeing more and more as people caught on to the whole idea of using a drone to catch their landscape. James Harrison's a photographer from Hay. He sends a drone into the sky and he gets these extraordinary shots of livestock and the landscape and, well, everything. I had a yarn to him and I asked him how he got started.
3 years ago, I lashed out and bought myself a drone and wasn't really sure whether I was ever going to get that money back. But I sort of quickly found out that it was sort of worth it just to see all the, just a new perspective on a lot of different things.
It's a completely different perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is honestly unbelievable. You could be in the most amazing place and it'll look even better from above, or you could be in a sort of, I don't know, an ordinary sort of place you see every day, but if you put it up and just get a new perspective, which is always makes it interesting. Most of the time I know what I want to do, so I won't muck around. If I know that'll look good, I'll get the drone up there as quick as I can, get a couple of shots, and then sort of come down. I think yeah, I try not to waste too much time up there sort of searching for a photo. I try to sort of choose my photo first, hope that it looks good, and then sort of get up there and take it. I think just after a little bit of experience, I can sort of pick that it's going to be good, rather than wasting my time sort of searching for a shot while I'm up there. Just with the drones, like, you're a little bit limited for battery power, so I don't want to be sort of wasting time.
So, have you ever been really surprised by what you're seeing?
Oh yeah, probably 80% of the time. Like, I always know, oh yeah, this will look cool, but it always looks way better. I've taken quite a few photos of sheep locally around Hay, on a number of different family friends' properties, which has been very good. And then I've also been up into the East Kimberley, where I had a mate working, just outside of Kununurra, where I got a.
Astounding country to be photographing.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It's an amazing part of Australia just to see, regardless. I think everyone should sort of get up there. And I was quite lucky to have a good mate up there that was able to show me around and take me up and show me all the good spots. And everything is amazing.
When you're photographing stock or just getting that landscape, is there a great time of the day? Is there a best time of the day?
Yes and no. I mean, it sort of comes into all the photography side of things. Like, sometimes it's actually better when it's cloudy, so you don't get the shadows, but then other times you take a photo with a really cool shadow, so then it's good to have it sunny. So it's sort of, it's always changing. Sometimes, yeah, you get the light in the right spot and it just works.
You've seen that photograph of the camels walking through the sand, and it's
Yeah.
only after you've looked at it for a while you realise you're looking at the shadows of the camels?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Sometimes you can get some really cool shots with the sun in the right position.
What do you hope to achieve with your photography? Is there something you'd like to share with the viewer, or is it a more personal thing?
Look, photography is really, at the moment, a hobby for me, and I kind of am happy to keep it that way. I'm really enjoying being out here in Hay and taking photos of, like, the Hay Plains and a bit of the wool industry, the sheep and everything, and being able to show off what it's like out here to everyone else, which I think is quite unique. Like, it's a very unique landscape in Hay, so I feel pretty privileged to be able to show it off, and I kind of want to just keep doing that, letting everyone, sort of anyone that follows me, to sort of see something different than what they might be more used to. With the way that things are at the moment, it'd be absolutely great to get some people out here to actually just see how flat it is, how big the hay plains are, and hopefully through a few of my images, it might encourage some people to come out and have a look at them.
Now, some of your images are really cranking big numbers in social media. It's extraordinary how far you can get something to travel.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, only probably two or three months ago, I got a lot of support from the Buy from the Bush campaign, and they've really helped accelerate my following and the audience that I bring my photos to. So I owe a lot of it to them. But yeah, it is really incredible that I can take a photo and I think 8 to 10,000 people are able to view it, which is pretty incredible. I do currently sell them as prints, sort of just through my Instagram. I'm doing it at the moment just as a hobby, which I'm enjoying, and I've managed to sell a number of prints, which is quite encouraging that people want to have my images on their walls. It is a hobby, but it's been very encouraging the last sort of 2 months to hear how much everyone's enjoying the work that I do. And if anyone sort of wants to check out the photos that I take or anything that I have, you can find it on Instagram, and that's through Shot by Harrow.
And they are extraordinary, wonderful images of things like some shorn sheep in a yard next to some unshorn sheep, and just the contrast in texture and the line of them is remarkable. And I guess you'd see it if you were looking at it from a ground level, but seeing it from that bird's eye perspective just make it just that much more impactful.